For today's In Touch, I'm joined by state climatologist Harry Hilliker. Using the information that you have and data from past years, where would you say we're at in this year's winter? Are we halfway through, three-quarters of the way through?
Yeah, typically we would be just a little bit beyond the halfway point. We look at winter temperatures, typically the midpoint is roughly about January 18th or so, so we're now actually a couple weeks beyond that. And the midpoint of the snow season comes a little bit later, about January 25th or so. So we're about a week beyond the typical midpoint of the snow season. But obviously, all winters are different. But roughly speaking, we're a little bit beyond, you know, halfway through the winter. And this first half of winter has been, for the most part, on the milder side. Although, if you go further back in time, if you include November with the winter totals, we're actually very close to average. Very cold November, relatively mild December right after that. And then January kind of split personality. Cold the first half, very mild the second half, but overall just barely on the warmer side of normal for the month as a whole. So temperature-wise thus far, I've been pretty close to average when you average it all out. And on precipitation, much of the winter has been just a bit on the dry side of usual, but not by all that much. So total amount of precipitation, total amount of snowfall, both just a little bit less than what's usual.
Is the snow that we got this weekend for some places going to get them close to that average amount of snowfall?
Yeah, in fact, in a lot of places, this weekend snow would actually make up a whole lot of ground as far as the snowfall totals go, and especially in some parts of southwestern, south-central Iowa, where it's been very little snow this winter. Places like Red Oak, Shenandoah and such only had like 2 to 5 inches of snow all winter long, and they obviously got actually a little bit more than that just this weekend, and still well below normal for that part of the state for winter snow totals, but much further along down than they used to be. And for the state as a whole, we're now up to roughly about what's the average snowfall for the winter season, and we had been running about 7 or 8 inches behind the usual pace, but this last weekend snow basically made up that deficit.
Can you speak on what played into this past weekend's snowstorm, or is that more a meteorologist question?
Yeah, somewhat more of a meteorology question, but generally, though, a case where we had kind of a hard forecast coming up because actually there were two different storm systems impacting the area. Here on the ground, it all looked like one, but actually one storm coming out of the southwest, bringing up a whole lot of moisture with that one, and a second event dropping out of the northwest coming across Iowa. And the two happened to meet over the state or near the state, and the interaction really intensified things a great deal. And you've probably seen that with the forecast the week leading up to the storm. Early last week, I thought, well, this looks like it could be a big storm. And then as we got towards Wednesday, Thursday morning, it was looking like, well, it wasn't going to amount to a whole lot. The two storm tracks would kind of remain separate. We might just get a little bit of snow. And then as Thursday went on and into Friday, the models all started converging, looking like a bigger storm, and each newer run made it even bigger yet. And so it ended up being quite a large storm. And on a statewide basis, this is our biggest single snowstorm in just a little over 5 years, going back to December of 2009. So a lot of snow overall in the state. Everybody had at least something. Most of Iowa had over 5 inches, although a few places, all actually the four corners, far northwest, northeast, southeast, and southwest were the exceptions where they had just barely about 5 inches, but that's a pretty good amount of snow. And very heavy snow roughly along the I-80 corridor from Des Moines towards the Quad Cities, anywhere from 10 to 12 inches being pretty common, and a few places even as high as 14 or 15 inches.
Do you want to share your opinion on whether or not the groundhog was right today?
Well, hard to know. Yeah, this time should have seen their shadow. At least here they would have. It's supposed to be more winter, but of course in Iowa, we typically see 6 weeks more winter around here. I guess on the one hand, on the short term, the forecast still looks pretty cold for much of the coming week, and also several chances of snow coming up. Nothing like we just came through, but a small chance on Tuesday, a better chance of snow from another event on Wednesday, which might bring inch or two or maybe 3 inches of snow at that time, and still another chance over the weekend. And again, that one doesn't look big yet, but kind of typical winter pattern here. But on the longer term, just kind of in between, expect to be much colder than usual along the East Coast, much warmer than usual over the western U.S., which has been the case much of this winter season. And Iowa's going to kind of be in between those two, so it's kind of hard to say which side of the spectrum we're going to end up on. But right now it looks like maybe a little on the warmer and drier side of usual, say for that second week of the month and beyond, but a little early to know that just yet.
That was my conversation with state climatologist Harry Hilliker for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.